We end the week with a love story. Joel and Helen Fernandez have never described theirs as typical. When they go out in public, the couple often feel people looking at them, wondering how and why they ended up together. Their relationship is unique, crossing borders, cultures, and differing abilities. Joel uses a wheelchair, and people often think Helen is his carer, but the reality couldn't be more different. On this International Day of People with Disability, Marion Farr compiled this story.
When Joel and Helen Fernandez were on their first date at a pizza cafe in Timor-Leste, they could feel eyes glued to them.
People would come and stare and then call their friends and they'd all stare at us as well.
It's a level of visibility the young couple has slowly gotten used to.
People are shocked, right, that there's a cross-cultural and inter-able couple sitting at a pizza cafe.
The pair met in Timor-Leste 10 years ago.
My friend Natalie, who was Joel's boss at the time, had said to me, just go and sit down and have a chat and listen to his life story.
In 2006, during Timor's violent civil war, Joel was in a terrible road accident. His family were fleeing their home in the capital, Dili, to seek safety.
We drove at the night, so I was asleep at the backseat.
He woke up in hospital hours later, unable to feel his legs.
I was in lots of pain. I just like crying and I just don't know what happened to me.
Joel was diagnosed with a spinal cord injury that means he's not able to walk and doesn't have any feeling below his belly button. When Helen met Joel a few years later, he'd started teaching other people with disabilities in Timor to use wheelchairs independently.
As I got to know Joel more, I discovered that yes, he was very determined and strong.
Helen returned to Australia for work, but the two kept in touch.
Then we just text each other and then on Skype.
Joel asked me a few times during our early friendship if I'd be his girlfriend, and I was pretty, pretty scared by that.
Announcing their relationship to family and friends was a big step.
People really don't expect people with disabilities to get married in East Timor, so we knew that we would probably draw a lot of attention.
Just before their wedding, Joel moved to Australia. He now works with an organisation in Brisbane called Sporting Wheelies, raising awareness about disability inclusion through wheelchair basketball. Helen, an occupational therapist, says their relationship has helped her question some of her own assumptions about disability.
When we got married, I thought, sort of be a caregiver for Joel. And in about the first 2 years of our marriage, I was diagnosed with endometriosis. I needed care for a lot of that, and so Joel became my caregiver.
Helen says disability inclusion has improved in some areas, but there's still a lot that needs to change.
People, they think that you're a hero or something for marrying someone with a disability, and I think that portrayal is also really negative.
It's something Joel's friend, Matthew McShane, has noticed too.
I think the issue is people see someone in a wheelchair or with a disability and they think the other half might be the carer or someone trying to do some form of charitable work, where it's not the case. Where some of the best people I've ever met are in chairs and have a disability, and people that fall in love with them are the luckiest people.
Matthew McShane ending that report from Marion Farr.